expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Good afternoon. Welcome, of course, to the Mike Radio Show here at www.mikebroadcastddd.com. This is the day the Lord has made. I am rejoicing, and I'm so glad in it. You know, I'm learning more and more in life of the power of readjustment. It doesn't matter what you got planned. It doesn't matter what you plan to do. It all comes down to the power of readjustment and understanding what time and season you're in so you can overcome the enemy and able to rise to the occasion. Good afternoon. Welcome to, of course, a beautiful date, of course, of October the 19th. And this is Saturday morning. And quite frankly, I am not in the studio today. I'm on my way to take care of my two fellow roommates, my two dogs, Cindy and Diamond, going to get them their shots and fixed today. And I have some transportation problems. But God is good. And as long as I got a phone, I can continue to teach and preach. I was planning on doing SITU today. Due to the situation and due to some car situation, I'm not able to do that. And I'm still grinding, still believing, still rising up. So we thank God for all of your prayers. I just want to teach something about a readjustment and understanding the world of other things, understanding the world of other things. I'm going to show you something. If you don't understand how something operates, you could be lost. You could be confused. You could feel that you're not being heard because you don't understand the different worlds, how things operate. I was at Youth Court last week and the week before, and I taught about The Matrix, M-A-T-R-I-X, which was a famous movie that came out in the late, I think, early 90s or late 90s, and starring Keanu Reeves. And it's all about what world you're caught up in and do you understand your world and how that world operates. And the Matrix that Keanu Reeves was in first, they thought was the perverted one and the twisted one. But the real Matrix is the power of one's mind, understanding how one functions, blue pill, red pill. And as a matter of fact, I have a book that is sitting on my shelf. I have not produced, it's like 10 notebooks. I got like 400 pages on the Matrix. I never got it produced. I'm still working on completing 170 laws of might. I believe in God for it to be out before Christmas. And thank God for all of my customers. Just with patience, really appreciate it. And my next book will not take this long. I want to bless my customers. Just be patient. Thank you for your prayers. And I'm about to take Diamond and Cindy to get some shots and prepare them for the neuter. And spade. And, you know, I learned a lot from the world of dogs that I would not know unless I helped raise them, or I had dogs as pets. Our first pet we had growing up was a dog named Rex, R-E-X, that my mother and father gave away because the upstairs landlord was allergic to dogs, and so he gave me a small, like, Doberman Pinscher. And then, of course, I got into the world of cats, C-A-T-S, and I was a cat lover. I was 12 years old, and I owned 15 cats with too many, so my father and mother kind of bagged them up and donated them. So I was a cat lover. And then as I got out my parents' house, I always had an affinity for dogs and cats. I had a fellow cat we found in front of our church, and I called him Mitris. And she was kind of the little cat that was kind of born the same thing Kaya was. Not born, I kind of raised her since Kaya was born. And then we moved, of course, to our new location. We couldn't allow the cat to be in our new house, so we had to readjust her to the garage, which wasn't a good adjustment. And it was a new world for her. I don't think she ever adjusted to it. I think due to her stress level, I think that's actually caused her demise. And then, of course, we had a double dog we had at the house called Prophet, which is a German Rottweiler. And I realized that this Rottweiler was a very cute little puppy. But the problem was, we didn't spend enough time training and equipping the puppy so that the daggone puppy grew up to be a big wolf. And he protected Jamie and myself and Micaiah. Anybody else, he will attack. You know, we had to chain him up in the backyard. And every once in a while, he popped that chain. And one time he got in front of the house and bit some lady. My house insurance got sued. And I think 10 days later, we had to take him to get a shot. He had an allergic reaction to the shot, and he dropped dead in front of me. And so that's my animal history until most recently, maybe 6, 7 years ago, maybe 8 years ago, I picked up a beautiful puppy named Cindy. Cindy. And that opened my world to the world, of course, of little, what do you call them, little things? What do they call them? Yorkies, teacup Yorkie. And the teacup Yorkie, why did you change this about this? What did change? Teacup Yorkie change. The toy dog, what we call the Yorkie, was a whole new world of small dogs. And I had to learn the world of a dog as a little.
All right, you're back on, Pastor.
I'm going to cut off. Call back again. Connect me.
Yeah, we're on here. You're back on.
Okay. So, I had to learn, and I knew this kind of sort of like, but when you start to live with a dog in your house, you learn a lot about the world of a dog. And two things that a dog lives by, and that's his nose and his tongue. The world of a dog is mastered by his tongue and his nose. The dog's nose is known for the power of its nose, its scent. So everything you're going to begin to understand about a dog is about his nose and about his tongue. And his tongue and his nose is his ways of communication, his ability to pick up on stuff, able to show you that he loves you, he cares. And even that nose and that tongue can also give them, I believe, insider information to see whether or not you're an enemy or a friend. And I'm learning more and more that dog trainers or people understand the world of dogs, understand the ability to interpret the language of a dog. So sometimes the gift of interpretation is one's ability to understand what's being communicated from the level of what's being communicated. And so, you know, it's funny. If you sit with certain doctors got a certain language code amongst doctors. If you sit amongst dentists, they got a certain language code. And so, you know, it's funny. When I go to get a prescription and these doctors write out these wrong words, I don't know what they write to the pharmacist. The pharmacists know exactly what that doctor is writing. There's always some long word I can't pronounce. You know, but they got a certain moral, a certain mode of communication where they can understand what's being said and what's being communicated. And the reason why I'm left out the conversation because I'm not in that world. I'm not educated at that level. You know, so I'm lacking the information. I'm lacking the wisdom. I'm lacking the knowledge to understand what's being communicated in that world. I'm talking about the world of the dogs. I don't have a place with this. And so I come to find that dog owners or dog lovers, after they get experience and take on dogs, they understand what certain licks mean when a dog licks you. They understand when a dog is smelling a certain area. You start looking at a dog smelling a certain area over a period of time. Either that dog's preparing to drop some weights, about to feed, mark territory. You just kind of notice certain patterns because that daggone tongue and that daggone nose is going to let you know what's being communicated from that dog. Now, the reason why I'm giving you all this today here on www.mybroadcast.com because and President Crystal, how does it sound? All right, because I'm kind of driving while I'm speaking here, and I'm trying to communicate to God's people that God wants to communicate to people. But God may not communicate to you only on the level you want to be communicated. You have to find out which way God is communicating to you and then tap into that mode of communication and then listen intently. You know, it's like you go to the movie, you think you're going to just to eat popcorn and watch a good movie, and God will say, I want you to watch this movie while I communicate and speak to you. I was just laughing at a clip that a couple took their child to go see the Addams Family, the cartoon movie that came out. And they got out, walked out the movie because they said it was a demonic movie and that they were doing Ouija boards and it was a demonical voice. I said, you should have known that before you went in. That's what the cartoon saw, the Addams Family, you know. And then, of course, they said it was Satan's movie, you know. And I understand. My thing is, you already know what you're going to go in before you go in there. Now, if I went and saw the movie, I wouldn't be moved by none of that. I'd be trying to find another message inside the movie. But if some folks' level of faith is not as strong as mine, so if you're weak, I understand, get up and walk out. But he got outside a dog movie, you know, told folks it was Satan in the movie, you know. And so we used to have that mindset. I already know what type of world you're from. You're from a certain religious background. Everything that's the devil you stay away from, don't infiltrate. And there are some believers like that. I understand that. So I understand your world. But don't judge me if I go into the same movie, sit there, watch it, get rid of the meat, get rid of the bones, keep the meat, and get some stuff out of it. Or you can drop me even a horror flick, and I'll still find Jesus inside of it. Because I got the ability to discern between what's strong faith, what is faith, and what is weak faith, and what is no faith. So when we're talking about the world of the dog, because I'm beginning more and more to understand, it's not that God doesn't speak. It's not that God doesn't want to lead his people. The problem is that the church has not been trained to understand the world of God, W-O-R-L-D. God has a world. He got a way he communicates. He got a way of what he wants to say. You know, you got a way of what he wants to communicate. And so you have to train yourself, you know, to know how to pick up on the world or the way God wants to communicate. He has a way to speak. Now, it'll be dumb for me to tell Cindy, you know, tell me what you want to eat. And he goes and starts speaking in English. He's not going to speak in English. He's going to look at me. She's going to look at me, turn her head to the side, to the left or right. Or if I tell you something about food, she understands that she might run to the bathroom. We keep the food at. You know, sometimes it's not just a leak, the lick or the smell. Sometimes it's a bark. You know, it's a certain bark. And certain levels of barking can even let me know, is it a panic bark? Is it a fun bark? Is it a bark that's just for, I need to understand someone at the front door? And so they have a way of communicating. Now, while I'm driving in my car, the newest dog we have is Diamond, all right? Both females. Diamond's like a terrier, a little Mexican terrier, got a little size on her. You know, she got the speed of a gazelle. She could probably run, but she's not really comfortable yet. So she's running about the car. And being that Jamie, her mom is not here, she kind of whines a lot. So while I'm driving, she's going, so I said, Diamond, that's enough. Stop. And she's getting used to it. She's trying to get used to being in the car driving with me. Now, Cindy just chilling in the back because Cindy is used to this. When she's sitting in the back, she's chilling. She understands it. So a lot of times when people are panicking and they're afraid, sometimes they don't understand the world of God or the world of the kingdom. So what makes someone afraid for one person makes me bold in others. You know, I just heard there was another shooting by school 6 today, just today. And so one believer would say, I'm not going there. Bullets over there. My world says, I'm going over there to bind devils over there. See, it depends on what world you're in. It depends on how you've been taught, how you've been equipped. And I realize it is not that God doesn't want to move on the body of Christ, that God doesn't want to heal, or God doesn't want to deliver. The problem is we've not been taught what are God's different worlds and what the, and how is God communicating to us. We're able to hear what God wants us to do and then implement it. All right? So the dog will give you two mechanisms. His nose, his tongue. I'm going to add another one. His bark. All right? His nose, his tongue, and his bark. Those are the three ways that the dog communicates, and that's his world. All right? So the dog's not going to hold a conversation using English. The dog is not going to use a fork and eat food. You have to find out what is his mode of communication, what world he's from, to able to hear, or able to hear what she or he is saying, and then able to pick up on it. You know what I'm saying? If I know that my dog is very energetic, you know, jump up and down, you know, I see the tongue licking and the happy and spinning around, and you know, the smell of, I say, wow, healthy and strong. And you come on one day and the dog not saying anything, the dog is laying still, you know, there's something wrong, all right? That dog is communicating something without using words. And so a lot of times why I teach SITU and I teach these type of equipping classes, because we've been great Bible readers, but we're terrible when it comes to discovering the world of God or the kingdom and how it communicates and how God speaks and using different things besides King James Version Bibles and how God wants to speak through lessons and plans and speak through books and speak through subject matters and speak through weather conditions and speak through license plates and speak. If you don't understand this world of the kingdom, you're going to limit God and his ability to communicate to you. You know, just because someone doesn't say the word, I love you, doesn't mean they don't love you. All right? One thing I know about men and those I've been around, they don't like saying that term all the time, I love you. You know, they show their love in their work. They show their love in their compassion, their concern, taking care of the family. You know, that's some of the things that we like to use all the time. All right? Now, for women and ladies, sometimes it's a little bit different. That's not for all cases. But sometimes love is communicated beyond just plain words. All right? And you got to know the world of each person. Now, I got two different dogs. All right? Diamond and Fendi. Okay? Now, they're both in my back seat. Okay? Now, Cindy is chilling, am I correct? Sitting there relaxed, all right? Diamond is the one that's throwing a fit and whining because this is a new world for her. This is not something she's used to. So now we're still giving her corrective mode training. I'm telling her to be quiet. Sometimes I tell her to sit down. You know, she's not yet understanding the new world that she's in. It doesn't mean she doesn't love me as an owner. All right, she's showing you I do love my owner, but I don't like the ride. I don't like the car that I'm in. I want to get out. It's uncomfortable for me, all right? And just like this dog named Diamond has her own mode of the communication from her world, so does Cindy. Two different dogs with two different modes of communication. And this is where the wisdom of Christ comes in at. You're going to learn as you minister to certain people, everybody that's in communicating their pain the same way. You want people to walk up to you and say, I'm hurting. Folks don't always say they're hurting. You have to hear that language being communicated at different levels. It may be communicated through a behavior pattern. It may be communicated through a spirit of depression. It might be communicated through silence. It might be communicated through joking. I've met a lot of young folks who are depressed and just crack jokes all the time because they're trying to cover up something that's going on inside. And even a laughter could be a sign of depression because you're hiding something. Let's take our break today at www.mybroadcastdvd.com. You've been listening to, of course, my radio show, your host, the Reverend Michael D. McDuffie. Let's come back after this break.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right, we're back. We're back to www.mybroadcast.com. I'm talking about the world of dogs. And if you can understand the world of the dog, it kind of gives you some wisdom into understanding the voice of God. Dog, spelled backwards, is God. And if you can understand, I believe, the world of dogs and how dogs are trained and handled, you can learn a lot from the nature of God, and it gives you a better insight into the Bible and how to operate in the kingdom. But a lot of people read Bibles, attend church services, but just as lost as sinners. have no direction, can hear God's voice, don't see God moving. Life is boring, but we really understand the world of God. Life becomes adventurous. Life becomes as powerful as you can. Hello? Is she moving back from down? Okay. She's very far. The world of God, it's funny, like I said, the dog is emitting gas now, which means that apparently I got the new message of we got to find some place to let the dog use the bathroom. Okay. So it is, again, another mode of communication. So a lot of times things can be said and you might not take heed to it. Things can be communicated and you might not want to listen to it. But that's not their fault. That's our fault. And God does the same thing. He will mention something to you, lay something on your heart, move you, and then you have to yield to it and say, let me do what God says, or let me yield to what God says. And you can fight God along the way, you know? Now, I'm going to tell you something about the power of understanding different worlds and understanding the world of God. As soon as you understand the world of God, or I'm making it plain, the kingdom, and how it functions and how it operates, and you can take advantage of it, you'll be forewarned before a lot of trouble comes. You'll be able to see things unfolding before it unfolds. You'll be led by the Spirit to put together, to stop the devil rallies. You'll understand the power of the spirit of witchcraft. You'll be able to understand there are certain things that you can block in the spirit and shut down. You'll understand the power of binding and loose, and bind means to restrict. Loose means to give permission. Bind does not always mean fully stop. It means to restrict. Fetters to defeat like iron. Represents, I'm going to restrict your steps. You won't be as quick to destroy them. I'm going to slow you down. I'm going to pull the wheels off your chariot inside the Red Sea. God can restrict your steps. But the problem is the church world, I'm talking about the church in general, I've been around it for 30-some years, we don't understand what God is speaking, because if it don't come through King James language, it doesn't come through a Bible or some books, we swear God not speaking. I've heard some statements made by pastors. I thought, okay, they're still growing and learning. You can't say that everything God is going to say is going to be pertained or contained in the Word of God. That's ridiculous. There's no such thing as everything God is going to say must be inside the Bible. That's another dumb thing we say. It makes no sense. Because John 20 and John 19 tells you that Jesus did so many things that not all the books in the world could contain it. So it can't mean that everything God does is contained in the Bible. It means whatever he does not contradict the basic skill set that's in the Bible. But God uses everything to speak and everything to talk. You know, and I can actually read certain biblical characters in the Bible, and I can tell how engaged they are connected to the world of God and what God is doing. Think about how deep this is. I'm just kind of shooting from the hip today because I'm picking my two dogs to get their shots, the rabies shots. And I got to also get a little coupon to get them spayed, all right, because they're both females. And I'm going amongst other dogs, okay? So my two dogs have not been used to be around a whole lot of dogs at one time. And my dogs are still able to bring forth birth because they're not spayed, all right? I got the right word, right? Spayed. And so I need to be careful of any male dogs hovering. I want no seed being released inside of my dog, especially my older dog. He's probably close to 60, 70 in human years. The younger one, which is Diamond, a little young, got more spunk, a little energy, a little stronger. And seems to be more timid than even the older one, but she's not used to this new world that she's now being in a car and driving and moving. But I realized that you can actually study someone's behavior, study their character. I went only around the word character. Study their character and see exactly who's been teaching them, who's been training them, and how close are they to the power that they're drawn from. Let me tell you what I mean by that. When you look at the story of David, King Saul, David brothers, David Elder's brother, and the Israelites. You got four different main characters in this story. Or you got David, King Saul, David's Elder's brother, Eliab, and you got the fellow Israelites, okay? And the fifth child, I'm sorry, is Goliath, all right? Now, all five of them are living from a certain world, W-O-R-L-D. When you take out the letter L, you get the word, called word. So you can turn a word into your world by placing one letter in there called the letter L. You remove the letter L, you get the word word. You put the letter L in, because sometimes it could be a lie, it could be a false world. All right, now, out of the five characters in that story, David, King Saul, Eliab, the Israelites, and Goliath, their five or six. David, King Saul, Eliab, Goliath, the Israelites, that's five of them. All five of them, I believe, was drawn from a different world. All five of them were drawn from a world, and that world determined their functionality, that world determined their power, that world determined their, what I call, their ability. Goliath was drawn from the world of his sheer strength and his sheer height and his sheer power. 9 feet tall, 6 inches, even fighting since he was a baby. Okay, he was drawn from just his physical world strength. Okay, all right. And you think of Eliab. Eliab is the eldest brother. He was supposed to be king, so he thought. And so, you know, he had a problem of jealousy. So he was drawn from the power of jealousy because he didn't like that David was going to be the next king, being he was the eldest, and David was the youngest, and David not even in the army, and I'm the head of the army. How dare you overlook me and make David? So he's drawn from his own world. And then you got, of course, the fellow Israelites who are scared to death of Goliath. They're drawn from their own world of fear. If they saw the 9-foot giant, they would run. And then you got King Saul, you know. He's also drawn from a world of, well, I got the title king, but I'm not fighting no more. I'm scared to death of him. I'm not fighting. And at this particular time, King Saul had got fired by God, and he was being tormented by a demon of schizophrenia. So you got four of these characters drawn from their separate, from their different worlds. But then you got this guy named David, who seems to be cocky, brash, independent thinking. He doesn't show any sense of fear. He looks fear in the face and say, I'm going to take your head off. I mean, what world was David drawn from? You know, what was his nose smelling? What was his tongue licking? You know, what was his bark? I'm making it like a dog story. Why was he so efficient and so effective as this warrior? Because before he met Goliath, he was already killing lions and tigers and bears, oh my. And he spent time outside worshiping the God of Israel. He was from a whole other world. Reminds me of that story my mother used to watch growing up, as the world turns. You know, it amazes me of how so many people, you can tell what world they're from because of their behavior and their fears and their level of being timid, scared to try something, afraid to move out their comfort zone. And I realized that people will only operate according to the world that they belong in. And I see people who see things as they are, and I meet people who see things as they can be. And I'm from the world of, I can see things as they can be. And I'm going to take that big risk to get out there and do something that no one else would think about. I'm always moved by the famous statement that Minister Benjamin Collins would say all the time, whoever comes to second place is the first one to lose. I'm always thinking, what can I do to be creative enough so folks would step up and say, I can't believe that guy did that. I can't believe he does that. I can't believe. You mean nobody was with them? Did he have a handful? You mean to tell me the police department, the father for all came up there? How is he doing this? You'll become a riddle to people because people operate according to their matrix, according to the world. And so, how do you break out your world? How do you come into a new world? Levels of information, level of knowledge. You know, I was speaking to someone the other day about the power of fire. And I was talking about, the person told me that there are certain fires that can burn that don't light up. That's crazy. Certain stuff burns, and you don't even see the fire burn. That's nuts. I mean, it can be burning, and you don't know even that it's burning. You know? And that light is also heat. You know? And talked about the power of the sunlight. And also, there are certain fires that cannot be put out by water. Now, as you begin to study these different mechanisms and these different types of worlds, it brings you to a higher level of knowledge. Because a lot of times, we give the devil a lot of credit. The devil do this, the devil do that. No, it's just that we have not been trained and equipped to new worlds. And so because we're not trained in certain worlds, we're ignorant of those worlds, and then we're shut out of those worlds. You know what's so funny sometimes? If you ever go to a nail or a nail salon, you ever been to a nail salon? And the beautiful thing is, so everybody in the nail salon is doing it now. They're talking in Chinese, you know, and they all work together. So they all work and speak in Chinese. And you're trying to figure out, what are they talking about? You're ignorant of the conversation because you're not from that language world. You're cut out of the conversation. How many people say, no, yo, just stop speaking in Chinese. This is the English. Speaking English, don't know what you're talking about. Because they could be cursing you out, calling you names. You don't even know it. It was an episode on Martin, and Martin was playing that guy. I forgot his name. Jerome. And he was in this store. And the owners of the store were speaking, and I guess in their language, he thought he wouldn't know what to say. But he knew exactly what to say. He knew their French language, and he started telling them off in their own language. A lot of times, you'll get a lot of information if you know what world you're in or what world someone is drawing information from. If you can get inside that world, it makes you smarter, it makes you greater, and it also makes you more efficient and more effective, you know? So I'm always the type of guy that asks a lot of questions and look at stuff. I observe stuff. I don't always react a lot of dumb stuff on Facebook, but I see even preachers posting dumb stuff. Because sometimes the stuff don't need to have a reaction because you're only empowering the lies. And sometimes you look at you just laugh. You say, I'm not even paying attention to that. I just ignore it, you know, because sometimes people just want attention. But I see this. Study someone long enough, you can tell what world they're from. It don't take me long to look at a dog and understand what he uses or what she uses for their communication. You know, my dog will walk up, we can drop something in the garbage, and now there's new dog, Diamond, that's standing on her own 2 feet and trying to smell what's on the table. Now, Cindy doesn't do that. All right, but this dog has some strong back legs, can walk around like a person on 2 legs, and will stretch her neck to smell what's on top of the table, or if something she can like take or snatch. You know what I'm saying? Well, she's getting to know my world. That I'm the alpha dog, and you're not the alpha dog. I'm gonna pop you up your, I'm gonna pop you upside your head if you get your tongue off my table. So there is a world that people stand on top of and operate from. And so a lot of times before you counsel, before you pray with someone, before you try to cast out a devil, try to find out what world they're from. Find out where they come from. Find their background. Find out why they think the way they think. Find out how they think the way they think. You try to learn and watch and study and observe. You know, it's amazing. I've seen so many people who are not loud, but they're so powerful in their actions. They don't tell everybody everything they're doing. The time you turn around after grinding for 4, 5, or 6 years, they rise to the top. You know, I'm really impressed with people who do less talking and more moving. You know, after a while, you know, I even got out of trying to plan things months ahead of time, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months. And the Lord said, you're in the world, but I need to do something, just do what I tell you to do. You know, there's a world, a spot. Spontaneity, in a word, spontaneity. And like the Philip was still when the chariot go by, join yourself to the chariot. That was his ministry. You see a chariot traveling about 30, 40 miles an hour? I need you to take on the speed of a lead mage for a $6 million man and run up next to the chariot and preach to this black king, this black prince about the gospel. Now, wouldn't you like to have more time? We didn't like for that to be planned. We didn't like for that to be a year ahead of time. Nope. God just said, when the chariot's up, I'm going to run next to the chariot and start preaching to the humanity. Because he's reading a certain scripture about Christ, the Son. I need you to confirm that he's reaching out to the right source. And because Philip was used to the world of God, he didn't think it's strange to obey God. And Philip was right beside the chariot, I think it's Acts chapter 8 or 9, and begins to communicate the gospel to this black, this someone like a bodyguard for Queen Judas. And he ministers to this black guy. I mean, most likely from Ethiopia. And I thought about it. There had been some church folk. I need my time. I can't believe you call me at this time. I can't believe that God likes to spontaneous. Move. Get up. Move. So we did our form to stop the devil rally last night. And this one was cold outside. There were no police officers except three that stopped by for about 15 minutes. No fire department, not a large crowd. It was like one, two, three, about four or five of us were out there. But God told me to go out there, stand out there, proclaim the gospel, and shut down the devil's in the area. Now, when you're operating from the will of God, the numbers of people should not move you. I'm only doing it because this is what God told me to do. And so when you start operating from this realm of doing what God told you to do, it's not always popular. You're going to lose people. You're going to lose support. At the same time, you can engage with other people who understand how you flow and how you go. I posted something on my page. I reposted. I got it from someone. And it fits in with my message. There are people that you will say 1,000 things, 1,000 words to, and they'll never hear you. And then there are people where you don't say nothing to, and they understand you all day long. Oh, I love those type of people. I don't have to explain everything, every step, every question. They'll say, Pastor, what are we going to do today? And we're going on one session. Okay, I'll meet you over here. Oh, my God, powerful thing. What crazy thing you going to do to stop after my, I said, this is what God told me. Okay, let's go. So you got those type of people. That's how you build strong strategic relationships. I'm not talking about that led yes to them, because even though I got people around me, they got yes people. They trust and fight with me too and challenge me and push me, and I like that. But I don't like a spirit of ignorance. I got to explain something 30,000 times, and I've been around you more than 3 years. You know how this thing goes. Now, I'm the same guy that prophesied husbands and wives and cars and houses. I'm the same guy that said God told me to go outside and take it outside, regardless. He's the same guy that told me to grab the church inside of the living room. It's the same God that says, we're about to build it right now. I got your building. In the meantime, to speak to the gathering of the people. See, when you understand your world, it gives you a sense of comfort and a sense of knowing that God would not lie to you. So we talk about the world of dogs, the matrix of the dogs. And I've learned that the dog will be as efficient and as effective as you train and you equip them. You're not going to train and equip them if you don't understand the world they come from. You know what it comes down to? The tongue, the nose, and the bark. If you can understand what they're saying when they lick, if you understand what they're saying when they smell it, if you understand what they're saying when they're barking, then you'll be more efficient and more effective to try to set up something to train and get them. You know, I realize that out of the two dogs I have now, Cindy and Diamond, I can lift my voice and Cindy will calm down. Diamond is still a challenge, so we have to roll up a little magazine and show her a roll of magazine and she know we mean business, all right? I don't think we even have to pop her anymore. She know we roll it up, we mean what we say. We'll say, hey, do me a favor, Diamond, go in the cage. And Diamond will go and lay next to the cage. And then we'll say, that's not what I told you. I told you go in the cage. She still won't move. On the third time, we roll up the paper, she takes off and go in the cage, which means she heard me the first time. But she decided to rebel against it. So then I understand the world in her, I can coach and train and develop her. I gave her a whole lot today in the world of the dogs. I'm on my way to the doggy park to get some shots for my dogs to keep us in your prayer. We do invite you out to church service tomorrow. We're going to be inside of a home, a mom-in-law apartment tomorrow at 9:30. Holding church service as we encourage Brenda Hendricks. We do invite you out to the Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church on Mill Street. Come inbox me. I'll invite you tomorrow at 9:30 for church service. If you enjoyed this today, please go to the Cash App, $PastorMichael7, and sow a seed, or go to the email address, supermite777@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to Matrix. I mean, thanks for listening to the Night Radio Show here at www.mybroadcast.com. We'll hook up with you again next Saturday. God bless you. God keep you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.